我也很高兴在这里，感谢主。We live in times often of uncertainty.
我们生活在一个时常处在一个对未来不知的境况中。
Tests and trials often come to our lives.
试炼和考验时常来到我们的生命中。
But you want to talk about uncertainty, look at Esther.
如果你要谈论对未来事态发展的不确定性，来看以斯帖。
She is truly caught between a rock and a hard place.
她真正的被陷在了这样一种进退两难的境况中。
She is in an impossible situation.
她处在一种几乎不可能的境界中。
She's looking and she's saying to herself, I die if I do and I die if I don't.
她来看一下她的境况，她对自己说，我去做是死，不做肯定也会死。
Now, of course, Esther's situation is far more serious than most of us will face.
当然，以斯帖所处的境况比我们很多人时常所遇到的境况要艰难得多。
But I must ask myself, how did she find herself in such a situation?
我会来问我自己，他为什么会处在这样的一个境况中呢？
How do we find ourselves in difficult situations?
我们是如何来陷入了这样一种的境况，艰难的境况中呢？
And where is God in the middle of all this big mess?
在这个困境中，神在哪里？
What is God doing?
神在做什么呢？
How are we to live in such situations?
我们又如何的能经历过这样一段艰难的困境呢？
As we look at this passage, I believe one thing we can see is it's God who brings uncertainty to our lives.
如果我们看今天的这样一段经文，我可以肯定是神带来了这样一个试炼和考验。
Let us affirm that again. God brings uncertainty to our lives.
让我们再一次肯定地说，神带来了这样的试炼和考验在我们的生命中。
Esther didn't bring this uncertainty to her life.
以斯帖并没有为她自己带来这样的困境。
She is born, her parents died, her uncle raised her.
她出生，她的父母过世了，她的叔叔莫迪凯抚养了她。
She was beautiful.
她出生美貌。
And because she was beautiful, when the king was looking for a new queen, she got picked to be one of the contestants.
因为她那样的美貌，当王来寻求王来寻找王后的时候，来她被选上。
And she was chosen to be one of his wives.
她被选择作为他的太太之一，之一的一个太太。
Esther didn't choose any of this.
以斯帖并没有选择这些。
She had little or no control over any of it.
她几乎对这所有的事情没有任何的掌握，没有任何的控制。
It all happened.
这一切就这样发生了。
And she has no control over Haman either.
她没有对哈曼，她没有权力控制哈曼。
And she has no control over the things that Mordecai, her uncle, did.
她没有能力控制莫迪凯她的叔叔所做的一切。
Not that he did anything wrong. All he did was righteous and upright before the sight of God.
莫迪凯也没有做一切做的事情靠谱。引起这样的麻烦，他是一个正直，一个有公义的人。
He just refused to give to Haman the honor that was due only to God.
他就是拒绝给哈曼只有神才能得到这样的跪拜的荣耀。
And for this, Haman decides not only does he want to kill Mordecai, he wants to kill and annihilate all Jews.
所以哈曼就决定不仅仅要杀掉莫迪凯，而是要杀掉一切犹大人。
And so Esther and Mordecai are in a situation not of their own making.
莫迪凯和以斯帖遇到了这样的境况，并不是他们所做的引起的。
But Mordecai's words in verse 14 show an awareness of a power greater than himself at work.
莫迪凯在以斯帖的第四章第十四节提到了这样的事情。
It shows that he is as a good Jew is aware that this is God's work doing.
他明白这个作为一个犹太人，这一切是神在做工。
Who knows, he says, but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this.
焉知你得到，焉知，来，你可以读。
The last half of verse 14.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会吗？
Yeah. God does control everything.
是的，神掌管一切。
Here's a truth that Joseph clearly understood at the end of Genesis. He expresses it to his brothers.
Joseph, 约瑟也深深地明白这里的真谛。当他对他的哥哥们所说的说话的时候，在
Those brothers who had hated him and attempted to kill him and then sold him into slavery.
他的哥哥们非常的记恨他，把他陷害他，把他卖给了埃及作为奴隶。
He says, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原意是好的，是要
to preserve many people alive.
是要保全那么多许多人的性命。
God was in it all.
神在这一切当中。
This is a truth that Peter clearly understands when he expresses in Acts 2 that though the Jews were guilty of murdering Jesus, it was God who handed Jesus over to them.
彼得也深深地知道这一真谛，当他对犹太人说的时候，他们谋害了耶稣，当神将耶稣交给他们的时候。
Here's the truth that God was clear, that Paul was clearly familiar with, and when he says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
保罗也深深地明白这一道理，当他提到，万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
And it is God who works them together.
是神在他们之间做工。
As you look at your own life, is it not true that there are many things that happened that you didn't make them happen, but they happen anyway?
当你回顾一下，看一下你的生命，有些事情并不是因为你要它发生，事情就发生了，不是吗？
The economy goes downhill and you have no control over whether your company has layoffs or not.
经济衰退带来你公司的裁员。
You have little control over whether you get laid off or not.
你没有一点点的控制对于你自己是否被裁员。
Your house is robbed.
你的房，你的家被盗窃，被偷窃了。
Or storm blows a tree across your car.
大风吹倒了树，砸坏了你的汽车。
Your neighbor decides he doesn't like you.
你的邻居跟你过不去。
Your mother-in-law doesn't like you very much.
你的岳母也许不喜欢你。
You catch a cold.
你患了感冒。
Somebody runs into the rear end of your car.
可能别人撞了你的车。
The list can run on and on.
这些事情可以罗列，不停的罗列。
From the seemingly minor sore joints to the boss who is making your life miserable at work.
可能从很小的事情，比如说你的膝盖感到有点酸痛，甚至到这个在工作中你感到非常不容易。
God is in charge, and I want to affirm that God brings these things into our lives.
神在掌管着一切，我想再进一步的肯定神带来了这些事情。
He tests and tries us with all these uncertainties.
他会考验试炼我们某些时候。
Now let me be clear, at least I've been misunderstood.
让我更清楚一点，以免我们有误会。
In no way am I saying that God does anything wrong.
我并不是要说神做了什么事情不对或者不公义。
I'm saying God is greater than us in all situations and knows how to use all for his purpose.
我是想说神有足够的能力和权柄能够借着各样的事情。
Peter was quite clear, the Jews were murderers and they were guilty of murder.
彼得非常的清楚犹太人谋害了耶稣，他们是有罪。
And at the same time, he acknowledged that God was in control of it all.
他与此同时承认神在掌管着一切在这之间。
But there's another thing we should see here.
还有一件事情我们可以说在这里。
Yes, God brings uncertainty to our lives, but He doesn't leave us alone in those uncertainties.
是的, 神会在我们生命中带来一些试炼和考验, 但是神并没有抛弃我们。
God is present with us in all the uncertainties of our lives.
神一直与我们同在这个艰难的试炼苦难中。
Notice how Mordecai expresses his faith in verse 14.
我们注意到莫迪凯的信心在第十四节。
He says, if you remain silent in this, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.
他说, 此时你若闭口不言, 犹太人必从别处得解脱, 蒙拯救, 你和你父家必致灭亡。
Clearly he understands that God is not some far off watchmaker who wound up the universe and threw it out there and waiting to see what happens.
非常清楚我们可以看到神并不是那样将这事情带来之后他就在远在高处来观看。
Clearly he sees that God is in the middle of it all and ready to adjust everything to make it come out according to his will.
非常清楚神就在其中他在细心的观看事态的发展他会在中间做工。
And to whom do they pray?
就是那为我们所要祷告。
For whom are they fasting?
就是那为我们要向他进食的。
The God who sees.
神看到了一切。
The God that they trust to be at work.
神的工作是可以信赖的。
Joseph clearly expressed this to his brothers in confirmation of this, saying God meant it for good.
清楚的当约瑟说到这一点呢，证实了神知道这一切，神的意思是好的。
That phrase expresses more than that God brought it in. It expresses that God has a purpose to move in that direction, that He is working in the situation.
约瑟的话肯定了神是在其中做工，神在朝着他的好意的意向，美意的方向发展。
Paul clearly understands in Romans 8:28 that for God to make all things work together for our good, He is in the middle of them all.
也非常清楚在罗马书8:28节，保罗也清楚地表明了这一点。他说，我晓得万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
Let me put it to you this way.
让我来这样来说明。
Jesus didn't die 2,000 years ago and then just disappear and leave us as orphans.
耶稣2000多年受害，并没有抛弃了我们，使我们成了孤儿。
We cannot, and to our benefit, we must not leave Jesus back there 2,000 years ago.
我们不能够从中得到什么益处，如果不是在2000多年前耶稣受害。
Jesus is with us today.
耶稣与我们同在今天。
He is intimately integrated and working in your life today.
他在我们的生命中做工。
He told His disciples that when He ascends, He will give us a counselor, one to walk with us.
他跟他的门徒们说，当他上天的时候，他会差派安慰师与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
That He has given to each and every one of us.
给我们每一位,
this Spirit is also called the Spirit of Christ.
这圣灵也被叫做基督圣灵。
And it is the purpose of the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, to support us, empower us, and remind us of everything that Christ says in His Word.
圣灵与我们同在的目的就是要引领我们，辅助我们。 用神的话语来提醒我们时常。Paul
tells us in Romans 8:34 that Jesus is praying for us before the throne of the Father.
保罗在罗马书里头提到，耶稣在为我们在父前祷告。And
don't forget that most beautiful pictures of all pictures from the Old Testament, the picture of the Father who is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
请不要忘记那样一个最美图画中的图画，神是我们的牧者。It
doesn't say the Lord was my shepherd, it says the Lord present tense in my life today is my shepherd.
他并不是说神是我的牧，他是说神是现今时常是我的牧者，就是我的牧者。
Take time to read Psalm 23 and meditate on it and look at your life and see how God has been integrated in your life all along.
花些时间来阅读诗篇二十三篇，来思考它，来记住它。
Be comforted to know that you are not alone.
非常放心安慰地说你并不孤独。
He carries you all along.
他关怀你在一生中。
I'm reminded of the, of that poem that a lot of people like to frame about footprints.
我记得就是大家非常容易提到的那个就是脚印的那个故事。
And the idea is this person looks back on his life and he sees two sets of prints, and then sometimes he sees this one set of the prints and he says, Lord, why did you leave me?
当我们那个故事是说，当有时我们回头看那个脚印的时候，有时会有两排脚印，有时会一排脚印。我们就会那个人就会问，神啊，你为什么离弃了我？
And he says, my child, I didn't leave you. Those times that were so hard, I picked you up and carried you.
神回答他说，我的孩子啊，当你看到一单行脚印的时候，并不是我离弃了你，而是我在背着你，当你困苦的时候。
I'm rather tempted to address that whole picture, though.
我非常想来改变一下这幅图画。
I expect if I look back on my life and see the prints on the sand, I would just see one set of footprints the whole way.
我来改变一下，当我回顾我的生命的时候，我看到我的脚印总是单行的。
And I would say, Lord, where were you? And he would say, I was there the whole time, carrying you all the way.
我会对神说，神啊，你在哪里？神会回答我说，在所有的过程中，我一直在背着你。
I suspect that's more true of us than we realize.
我想说，可能这对于我们大家都是非常真实。
Now some of you may be sitting there and saying, okay, Pastor Mac, that's fine, and it's truly biblical that God brings uncertainty to our lives and he's with us. But if he really cares about us, why does he bring all that uncertainty to our lives in the first place? I mean, I'm a parent. I'll stop and let you translate.
All right, thank you. 我可能你可能会说神啊，你就是为什么为什么既然如此的爱我，还要把这些事情来带来到我的生命中呢？
I'm a parent. I do my best to protect my kids from harmful things. Why would God bring such things into our lives?
我总是尽量的来保护，来看护我的孩子。为什么神会带这些考验试炼在我的生命中呢？
Well, as a parent, I also know as my children get older that I let them make mistakes so that they might learn from them.
作为父母，我们也知道，当他们一点点长大的时候，有时我们会让他们犯一些错误，犯一些个。
As I look at scripture and I look at this passage, I conclude that God grows us with uncertainty.
从今天的经文的这个整个图画来看，我们可以看到神的目的是要为了建造我们。
God grows us with the uncertainties that he brings us.
神建造我们借着这些个是未来事态发展的不可知。
Notice what happens in Esther Mordecai's life.
注意到莫迪凯和以斯帖他们在这事情的发展中。
Previously they had been separated, now they turn to each other.
开始的时候他们彼此的分开，现在他们到了一起。
And they turn to the community.
他们转向他们犹太的社区。
And they turn to the Lord.
他们求助转向神。
Esther tells Mordecai, call a fast.
莫迪凯以斯帖靠莫迪凯来进食。
Which Mordecai does.
莫迪凯的确做了。
And Esther does the same thing with her chambermaids.
以斯帖他的宫女们也是做了同样的事情，同样的进食。
This is a positive thing in their life.
这是一些非常正面的事情在你的生命中。
Often when our lives are easy and going well, we just go along and hardly pay attention to each other or to God.
当我们在顺境的时候，我们几乎不啊、不啊、不关注就是神的话和有彼此的这个事情。
And then slam, God brings something into our life.
忽然之间，神带来一些试炼和考验。
And He got our attention, just like I got your attention.
他就引起了我们的注意，就像我刚刚引起了你们大家的注意。
He says, "Pay a little attention to me here. You need me."
神说，请注意，你需要我。
Pay a little attention to each other.
彼此的要关照。
Our tendency a lot of times is when tough times come, we want to handle them by ourselves.
我们在这个艰难困苦的时候，也许我们不能够自己管理。
We don't want to bother others.
有时我们可能不想来麻烦别人。
We may turn to God and say, God, what's going on?
我们很可能会转向神，问神。
And that's okay to turn to God and say, what's going on? Read the Psalms, that's what you see.
我们会转向神说，神，这是怎么样？这会怎么样呢？我们，这样是可以的，但是我们要转向神最后。
But Jesus made us a community for a purpose.
神，把我们放到了一起是有目的的。
That we might grow together in each other's lives.
我们可以一起的成长。
That we might support one another.
我们可以彼此的互相支持。
That we might hold one another accountable.
我们可以彼此的依赖。
When hard times come, when uncertainty times come, we need to turn to one another.
当这种艰难困苦的时候来临的时候，我们可以彼此的这个互助。
We need to turn to God.
我们需要求助神。
And we need to trust Him.
我们需要信靠依赖神。
A God like my God, who did not spare His own Son but sacrificed Him, for me and you can be trusted.
神，我们的神，你我的神，他甚至爱惜他的，让他的爱子来为我们献上，作为我们的赎罪祭，我们是可以信靠他的。
God grows us with the uncertainties He brings.
神建造我们，借着这些试炼与考验。
The mother whose baby was stillborn understands the sorrow of another mother whose boy just died.
只有那当生产中死去婴孩的母亲，才能够真正体验刚刚过世幼小的儿子过世的母亲的忧伤。
She has learned that she will see him again.
她会来到他的身边。
And now she knows how to come alongside this other mother whose boy just died.
她会来到他身边，帮助他，分享他。
She knows how to listen and pray.And share in her sorrow.
他知道如何与他来安慰他，分享他的忧伤。
She knows that instead of turning from God, she had to turn to Him, or she would have been lost.
他知道与其拒绝神，不如来到神的面前求告神的安慰。
She knows that now she holds on to the things of this life more loosely.
他明白了这些事情以后，他明白了如何对现在事情的不那么握得不那么紧，对现在的事情。
She has grown.
他在主里成长了。
I know of a family whose young boy contracted serious cancer.
我认识一个家庭，他的年轻的儿子。得了非常严重的癌症。
And over the long months, his health deteriorated.
经过漫长的月份，他的健康恶化了。
And eventually he died.
最终还是过世了。
But at his funeral, they thanked God for him.
在他的追思礼拜上，他们为他感谢神。
They thanked God for the hardship.
他们感谢神，他们经历的这些艰辛。
Because without that, they would never have known Jesus. They were lost and without Christ until their son got sick. And now they know the Lord, and they know the hope they will see that boy again. They grew. They lost, but they did not lose forever. My friends,
弟兄姐妹朋友们,
hard times do come to our lives. They are unavoidable.
艰难困苦的时候会来到我们生命，是不可避免的。
And none of us can avoid the hardest time of all.
我们没有一位可以避免遇见这些个艰难困苦的时候。
None of us can avoid the most uncertain time of all.
我们没有一位可以不遇到这种进退两难的局面，境况。
We all face death.
我们每一位都要面对死亡。
Each and every one of us will die one day.
每一位有一天都会过去。
God brings that to our life as well.
神会带来我们生命。
And God is there with us at that time.
神在这一切的艰难困苦时候与我们同在。
Jesus has promised never to leave us or forsake us.
耶稣应许我们不会让我们抛弃我们。
And God will use even that final moment to grow us.
神甚至用到最后的时刻来建造我们。
Because death is not the final chapter.
因为死亡并不是最终的篇章。
It is the end of this life and this world and the beginning of our life in Christ forever.
不过仅仅是这个世界的结束，会开始我们在新的永恒的开始。
Death is not the end.
死亡不是结束。
Jesus conquered death.
耶稣战胜了死亡。
Death is swallowed up in the victory of Christ who raised himself from the grave into life eternal.
耶稣虽然受死，但是他战胜了死亡，他复活。
And those of us who hope in Christ have this hope as well.
我们这些有对永生有希望，在耶稣基督里有永生的希望。
Jesus is victorious over death itself.
耶稣战胜了死亡。
And he will raise us to new life forever with him.
他会赐给我们新的生命。
So let us have hope.
让我们有盼望。
Let us have trust in the one who laid down his life for us.
让我们信靠那位为我们舍身的人。
Let us remember in all the uncertainties of our life.
让我们记住在我们生命中所有的艰难的困境中，困境的时候。
That Jesus has given them as a gift to our life.
耶稣给了我们生命。
And then he is there with us.
他与我们同在。
And he is working a good work in our life through it.
他在我们生命中做那美善的工。
Turn your eyes to Jesus.
将你的眼睛定睛在耶稣上。
Let us pray.
帮我们祷告。
Lord, help us to have eyes of faith to see you in our lives today.
主，让我们有信心在今日来仰望你。
And to trust you.
来信靠你。
To know that nothing happens by accident.
知道没有一件事情不是偶然就发生了。
That though many things that happen to us may have been meant by others for our harm, you mean it all for our good.
虽然很多事情发生在其他人能看来是为了害我们，但是你的意思是美善好的。
And so we trust you.
所以我们信靠你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.